Hello and welcome to another edition of the Academic Aesthetic. This is being recorded for Friday, August 11th, 2006. And as always, I am your host, Aaron the Art Guy Smith. And as seems to be standard for this week, I'm recording it from my father-in-law's back porch. A beautiful place in a beautiful area with wonderful background noise. I've just come back from a day at Music Fest with my own parents. It was a lot of fun, although my feet are telling me that I should not have been walking so much. I definitely got my exercise in for the day, but any calories I might have burned, I put them right back in with ice cream from a place called Heavenly Hedgehog. If you know the place I'm talking about, you know it's good, and if you don't know, try to stop in next time you go to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. When we got to my parents' house this morning, my father showed me an ad in Staples for thumb drives. Apparently they're selling a 1 gigabyte model for something like $25. And while I don't need a thumb drive, it's kind of hard to pass up a 1 gigabyte thumb drive for only $25. So, on the way to Music Fest, we stopped at Staples to buy thumb drives. Not something we were intending on using at Music Fest, but oh well. He got the one on sale, but I got one that was on sale for just a little bit more, which I thought had a nicer form factor. Being an art teacher, I like that kind of stuff. But still, it was cheap. It was $35 for a gigabyte. That's kind of nice. I suppose I can use them as a plan B for stuff. I mean, a gigabyte will hold a lot of video, or PowerPoints, or any number of things. And from what I've been told, every elementary school teacher in my county is going to be starting off the year with a new laptop that they can use in the classroom, and an LCD projector, which again is to be used in the classroom. My original plan was to hook my iPod up to the LCD projector's RCA in jacks, and do the same thing I've done before with United Streaming, or any other educational video that I happen to find through a variety of sites. For example, sciq.ca has a lot of great science videos, archive.org has a lot of old videos and new videos and stuff like that, and I've got a few that I've made myself. But it's difficult to show a PowerPoint presentation on an iPod. Yes, I know it can be done. I can export all the photos and do stuff like that. But it'd be nice to design something using OpenOffice and just open it up on whatever program's on their computer, or have a copy of OpenOffice on the thumb drive and open it up in that and show them how easy it is. And do things like that. I think that would be nice to do. And if I have everything installed on my thumb drive, I don't have to worry about, does their computer have this, does their computer have that. It'll just work. So that's what I was thinking of when I wasn't admiring great singers like Seamus Kennedy. Or really, really good ice cream. By the way, to the person who left me the audio comment from Bethlehem, don't worry, we carpooled, and we didn't park anywhere near residence, so I was not in your spot. Well, that's my show for this evening. I'm recording this a day early just because I'm not sure I'll have time to record it on Friday proper. By the time I get this uploaded, it will be after midnight, so it will be Friday, and I guess it'll be on time. Not really early. So this has been the Academic Aesthetic. If you'd like to give me any questions, comments, or criticisms, feel free to email me at theartguy@gmail.com. Go to my website at academicaesthetic.com. I've put some work into the new design, so let me know what you think. And of course, there should be a link in the show notes that you can click on to leave me your own audio comment, which I will play during my 100th podcast. They can be shout-outs, congratulatory notes, angry notes, plugs for your own podcast, you name it. I'll play it so long as it's kid-friendly. I've got some good ones. I've got 6 so far, but I would really appreciate more. And so, until next time, stay subscribed, fare thee well, and I'm going to bed.